You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Josh Swallows Broadway, and welcome to our first installment of 10-minute interviews with some of the people that I love. Also, like, the whole point of this is right now we got to lift up all the artists that we can. We have to support artists, especially theater artists. And one of my favorite people, one of my favorite character actors, one of your favorite character actors, if you don't even know it, is Todd Buonapane. And Todd is here with me right now. Hi, Toddy.
Hi, Joshy. How you doing, huh?
I'm fine. How's my angel?
I'm good. I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan right now, just for the night.
Go Blue. Are you teaching up at Michigan?
Yeah, I put together the senior showcase, and I was meeting the wonderful class of 2022.
You're incredible. I'm sorry that you missed the big Phantom of the Opera reopening with DJ Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I can't stop watching the video. I laugh at it, and then I also wish I was there.
I wish I was there, and now I want it to be the norm. Like, when Sondheim's show comes up, I want him doing fucking, like, Cirque du Soleil aerial tricks outside the theater, and everybody's like, look at Sondheim!
Just like street parties where we do like the pop version of being live out on the street. I love that.
Yes. Now I want to talk about you for a second because I've always been blown away. Me too. I've always been blown away by you. You've been in, I say, a bazillion Broadway shows, but my favorite was seeing you as Barfay in Spelling Bee. Also, like, you're Jeffrey Wienerslav. Is that how you say it?
Wienerslave.
Wienerslave.
Yeah, you pronounce it the grossest way possible.
Oh my God. Your performance on 30 Rock was just heaven. And you've performed all over, you teach all over, and you have this incredible, you know, I guess it's technically a cabaret, but it's more of like a lesson in how to perfectly perform music and comedy.
Thanks.
Your show, Adam Feldman. Up.
Adam Feldman from Time Out was interviewing Celia Keenan Bolger, and he was like, last time I saw you was at Todd Buonapane's club act. And I love that because it makes me sound like Bette Midler or Liza, that I have a club act.
Oh, you do have a club act. but seeing you in All Washed Up was one of the most fantastic evenings I've ever had. And like, I've always known that you were funny. I've always known that you were brilliant. But you give us like some real serious acting beats in there too. And you go from that into a full out medley of Bernadette Peters.
I do a lot of medleys. The show is honoring the leading ladies of Broadway and how they've kind of helped me survive a pandemic and survive my crazy, insecure, queer life. So I honor a lot of them, but I have medleys of Bernadette and Angela Lansbury and Barbara, and then like a giant medley where I hit them all.
It's incredible.
Thanks.
Where were you when you decided that you wanted to do this?
You may or may not know, but I spent much of the deep part of the pandemic singing in my bathtub.
It was fun.
Giving nightly performances. And it was honestly just to keep me from getting sad. And I realized that when I'm alone and singing what I want to sing and not people assigning me Shapoopy or Sail on Your Rock in the Boat to audition for, which I love doing. I love doing it. But when I was alone, I just wanted to sing lady songs. And so All Washed Up is a reference to me being in the tub. And it's kind of what I learned from these brilliant women. And the thing the pandemic really gave me is like it renewed my love of theater music.
Oh,
because when we're, you know, Josh, you and I have been in this business for a while, and it's so easy to get bitter and so easy to just like, ugh, that show again, that song. But when you really work on this stuff, we are so lucky that so much great material has been written. And that we can just sing it whenever we want. And I put together this show and I did it in Provincetown for 2 weeks and I did it at 54 Below. And then I'm doing it at Green Room on November 21st, Green Room 42 on November 21st.
Green Room's actually my favorite spot in the city. Like, I love 54. I think it's beautiful. But Green Room just, I don't know. I feel like I'm able to relax. I don't feel pressure to spend a bazillion dollars on things.
Well, they don't make you buy food, but the food is very good, too.
The food is good, but I'm more excited to eat it if I'm not being forced to buy it.
Totally.
So what time is the show on the 21st?
7 p.m. I finally got an early show.
Yay! And how Provincetown, did people get tickets?
Well, if they go to any of my socials, I have a link tree that'll send you right to the Green Room website. But if you look up Green Room 42 and their wonderful lineup of acts, I'm going to see Allison Gwynn earlier this month.
Yay.
Which I'm so excited, who we both love so much.
Yeah, I love her. Her show is on the 4th.
Yeah. And I just, I have to say, like, doing this show, it has kind of helped me, like, rediscover me. It's the most me I have felt on stage in a long time.
Yeah.
And I love all the parts I've gotten to play, but I, because I work with these students and a lot of these students come out of school now with their queer identity as part of their artistry. And where I, when I graduated school, it was all about how straight can you play it?
Right.
And which I get, and I'm not mad at anybody about it, but like the world has progressed. And now I'm kind of finding my like queer artistry, and it's my show's a gay old time. And I don't set out to like move anybody, but I think that is my natural inclination that like I've always just like, I love being funny, but I only want to be funny. So then I can like open up my heart to you right after it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I just love doing it so much. I was so happy you were there at 54.
Oh my God.
It was an incredible night.
It was so good. I sobbed. I laughed. And it was so, there's something so special about seeing, you know, us theater folk, you know, coming back to work, creating our own work. That part of our life was gone for so long. And it's just, it was so joyous to be in a room filled with people who love it just as much as you do. And yeah. It was really a remarkable performance. And also your, you know, bathtub theater series. What was it called exactly?
Bathtub Theater.
Bathtub Theater was remarkable. I think it got everybody through the pandemic.
Thanks. It was really fun. Although YouTube, they started pulling them off because I guess I don't have the rights to the songs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, listen, Cy Coleman Estate. Like, these people are just learning these songs because they're on YouTube.
The estate of Cy Coleman wants their due.
I don't know if it's Cy Coleman. I'm just saying that. But I understand every artist should be paid for their work being used. But also, I'm introducing your work to the world and selling sheet music to the children.
Again, it's like, you think they would have found Seesaw on their own?
You know, I did the whole finale of Seesaw.
Did
that
really?
Big like Rose's Turn like number that's like 12 minutes long. It's amazing because when you, it I make people listen to it all the time, but they're like, it seems like a joke because it's referencing a show that nobody knows at all, and it keeps saying names, and it just seems like a joke song. It's also genius. And I made the New York skyline behind me with construction paper because that's what she had when she did it at the Tonys. Michelle Lee, ladies and gentlemen, look her up.
Oh, my God. I still remember in college, somebody brought in, here's a hello from your lovely receptionist Friends. Here at the Holiday Inn, except this person, I don't remember their name, but they couldn't sing a note. So it was like, here's a hello from your lovely receptionist down at the Holiday Inn. And it really worked.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that version.
Yeah, I didn't. Hey,
there's a great cabaret artist named Mabel Mercer, who later in her life could not sing anymore, but one of our teachers showed us videos, and there's just one of her on a throne going, time heals everything. Tuesday, Thursday. And it's You can't take your eyes off it, but she's just monologuing. Time heals everything.
The older
that'll
I
be
get,
us someday.
I'm just accepting the warble factor the older that I get. And I'm just like really leaning in into that. You know, love will never, ever, ever be the and just really.
But with you, Joshy, I think it's because it's that whole thing of like, if you make a weird face and someone hits you on the back, your face is going to stick like that, that old thing. I think it's because you make fun of warble so much that you're actually getting a warble.
I think that's what it is too. My voice teacher was like, you don't have a warble. And I was like, I don't pay you for lies. It's like, okay, now and then I can hear it.
You don't have a warble. You don't have a warble.
Oh, well, you know,
you're one
I
of New York's have? Premier singers.
Yeah, I'm the Duchess of Broadway. Todd, I'm so excited for you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And everybody, you have to go see this show. It's so incredible. Todd, what are your social media handles?
So you just have to spell my last name and you'll be fine. But I'm at Todd Buonapane on Twitter, B-U-O-N-O-P-A-N-E. It's good bread in Italian, buono pane. And everyone's like, oh, that's what that is now. And then at Todd.Buonapane on Instagram. But I don't know why the dot came in there. But if you like type in Todd B-U, I'm the first person that comes up on all of them.
Hell yeah. You
call hell yeah.
Market.
There. Who else is a B-U?
Not me. I love you. Best of luck.
I love you.
It's so good. Everybody, please go see it. November 21st, 7 p.m. at Green Room 42. It is remarkable. Thank you all for tuning in to another Josh Swallows Broadway. Stay tuned for more. Josh Swallows Broadway is produced by Alan Seals, Dory Berenstein, and myself, Josh Lehman, with associate producer Elizabeth Wheelis. And special thanks to our Patreon producers, David Rimmer and Josh Harris. You can join them. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/Josh Swallows Broadway. Leave a rating. Leave a review. I read them. This is how I continue living. Help me live. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for keeping Broadway alive. And swallow you soon.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUPS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUPS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUPS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. and there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.